It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio here is well worth a visit. The food is amazing. They do carvery on a Sunday. They've live music over the weekend. And the hotel itself, if you're looking for somewhere to base yourself in Dublin, well, may we recommend the White Sands Hotel here in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We had a conversation towards the end of yesterday's episode with a lady who's a regular caller on this podcast, a lady that we've actually met in person here in the White Sands Hotel.
And we've met her child.
And we've met her child.
Who is the focus of today's topic.
Correct. Because towards the end of the podcast yesterday, it was mentioned by Vanessa, who's the lady we're going to focus today's conversation on. She referred to her child as they.
And all she literally said it in passing. Yep. She literally said, she was talking about her child or whatever, and she said, yeah, I put them in the playroom or whatever she said. And that's all she had to say. And people started sending in messages in the dozen, like really, really angry. Have you got Neil's message actually to start off? Because Neil got so angry about this, it was like someone was after killing a family member of his. Now, all she said was that she refers to her child as they. And Neil got very, very upset.
Okay, I think this is Neil's message from yesterday.
Lads, we're designed to eat meat. That's what we have.
No, that's not it. No, completely different conversation. Completely different.
You never actually sent that to me.
I did, because we played it. I did.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Is it this?
Gender neutral, yeah. Kiss my left fucking testicle if you ask me. What's she getting out of by reading that child gender neutral? She should be in fucking prison. Cheers, lads. Gender.
Okay. And I
should be in prison.
Now, I do not agree with raising a child gender neutral.
Why?
Okay, we'll get into that later if we want. However, I'm not going to get annoyed about it. And that's why I don't get the triggeredness, if that's a word. How people get, we put this up on our Facebook page earlier, and
people were triggered.
We asked people in the comments, be respectful. I want to have a respectful, mature conversation about this. So instead of just saying, fucking weirdos, that's brain dead. Rub your two brain cells together and try and come up with an actual
Let's just have a listen to Neil's message again.
Gender neutral, kiss my left fucking testicle if you ask me. What's she getting out of by reading that child gender neutral?
Well, we're going to find out.
In fucking prison. Cheers, lad.
But I don't understand why, because I'm telling you now, Neil, if Vanessa came on and said that she... What age is her... Just ask her very quickly. What age is her child?
Vanessa, what age is your child?
Nearly three.
Nearly three.
Now, okay. If Vanessa...
We'll come back to you now one sec.
If Vanessa came on the show today and said, I'm Vanessa and I have a three-year-old child and I give the child two cans of Red Bull every day because he gets a bit tired. And I give him two cans of Red Bull every day just to give him a pep in the step. People would not get as annoyed as they are about this. And that's why we want to do... Because I wanted to find out why people get so triggered about this. As I said, I don't agree with the way she's doing it. I don't know.
Okay, before we talk to Vanessa, what's your issue? Why have you an issue with Vanessa and her partner deciding not to assign a gender to their child until their child decides for
it's a bit,
him or herself?
It's a bit 2020s. Like, it's nouveau parenting and all.
This is 2020s.
No, yeah, but just to be cool, and it's seen as the thing to be doing. If Vanessa had that baby in the 80s or 90s, she wouldn't have done it. So let's be honest. But I'm not going
to
get
so she's doing it to be funky, to be cool.
It is a funky thing. It's like grown women who dye their hair pink and blue now. Like, ridiculous, carry on. But they just do it because it's, I'm cool. I have blue hair, pink hair. But the only point I would be coming from is Vanessa's child, and I've met Vanessa's child, beautiful. I have to keep being careful not to genderize the child.
No, but I know from talking to Vanessa before about this, she will not be upset if you describe her child as he, because the child is a boy.
Yeah.
So if you describe the child as he, she's not going to throw her toys out of the pram.
She's not going to try and get us cancelled. Okay. Yeah. So my only thing will be the child is starting to go into a creche now probably and will be going into school in a couple of years. And that's going to cause mass confusion for the child's friends. It could alienate the child. That would be my worry. It could lead to bullying of the child. I think you're... Being a parent is a very complicated thing. Raising a child is a mm-hmm. very complicated thing. And I don't know why you would want to make it even more complicated by throwing they in, into the mix. Okay,
okay, we'll talk to Vanessa in a second. But I want to kick off with a message that came in before we even started recording today's podcast from Lorraine.
Hey, guys. This topic is going to explode today. You're going to have everyone going absolutely mental. I think if she wants to raise her child gender neutral, why? Why not wait until the child can decide? You're either born a male or a female. She's setting her child up for a fail. What happens when they start school? Go to the doctors, do all that. Is she going to refer to him as a he, or are they always going to be they? I think she's just pushing her ideology on the kid, and it's not fair.
I don't see any difference between what Vanessa's doing and what parents do when they indoctrinate their children into religion. That's exact. That's pushing your ideology. I asked Lorraine a couple of days ago on this show, did she get her children christened and communion and all that? And she said, yes, you're pushing your ideology on them. No child at...
And I can argue with you, you are doing the exact same thing. You have done the exact same thing.
Hands up. Yeah, so hands up.
What's your issue then with Vanessa?
So we all put... I already told you my... I don't have an issue with Vanessa. I just think she's lining the child up for bullying. That's all I'm saying. But what Vanessa is doing is no different. It's communion time at the moment and confirmation time. It's no different than what the rest of you are doing. You all push your ideology on your children, down to small little things like your kids end up following the same football team that you do because you push it on them. Parents push lots of ideology onto their children. This is no different.
Okay, except for you, your young fella said, absolutely not, I'm not following Everton. Isn't that correct?
Why'd you have to bring that up?
No.
Well, that's what he did say, but why did you have to bring that up?
I just had to.
But I tried to force him to...
To follow Everton, and he said, piss off.
So if you can argue this, and by the way, you're welcome to come on. Vanessa is happy to take criticism. She's happy to... We're not going to allow abuse. But you come on and argue against the point I just made, because you can't.
Let's bring in Vanessa. And Vanessa, firstly, thank you for agreeing to talk to us. This came on the back of yesterday's podcast. Tell me a little bit about your child.
Okay, so Oisin is nearly three. When we had Oisin, we went for the 3D scan. We found out that they were male. And first and foremost, both Mark and I made a conscious decision that we wanted to safeguard the language. We wanted to safeguard Irish language and Scots Gaelic language. So we chose a name from that tradition.
Okay, so your partner is Scottish, you're Irish, and you chose the name Oisin because...
It's one of the only ones, one of the only names that are rooted in both traditions.
Okay, all right, that's fair enough.
It's not a gender neutral name. So had you not decided at the time that you named your child that your child was going to be gender neutral?
It's not that we hadn't decided at the time. I think it was more the language. We wanted to safeguard the language. The language is rooted in sexualized differences.
Yeah, but okay.
So we chose a name based on his sex because we didn't have any other option.
Okay, so the child's name is Oisin, which represents Scottish Gaelic and Irish Gaelic. It's a name that's associated with both.
But how'd you call the child Alex? One of my children is called Alex. That's a gender neutral name.
It is a gender neutral, but it's not Gaelic.
Okay, so they wanted a Gaelic name.
But so the gender
Oisin means little deer. It's not actually...
But it's a boy's name.
It is, in today's society, it is a boy's name.
Well, no, in any society, it's never going to be a girl's name.
Okay, so that's Oisin. Oisin was born 3 years ago, and you chose that name because it is represented in Scottish Gaelic and in Irish Gaelic. Okay, so...
Yes.
At what point did you decide that you were going to treat your child as gender neutral?
It was very early on. It was before I had given birth, and we had made the conscious decision. It's not that we're against gendering. It's that we're not going to push the gender onto the child. So what gender neutral parenting is...
Sorry, when you say push a gender on the child. What do you mean by that? Explain that to me.
Well, we never put blue or pink on him until he was a little bit older, and then we used both. But the amount of times I've had Oisin out in public and, oh, what's her name? What's her name? You know, so people are going to make assumptions based on, firstly, about the clothing that the child is wearing. So we didn't want to do that. The whole ethos of neutral parenting, neutral gendered parenting, is to allow an array of options on all spectrums of the gender spectrum, and then allow the child to come to the conclusion themselves which gender they align to. So in the early days, that was the focus. Present every toy under the sun that we could get our hands on. Do not put any restrictions on the toys or the clothing that they could wear, and allow them naturally to decide which was their preference in terms of what they did, what they played with, what they wore.
I think a lot of people are confused between, because people will say there are only two sexes, and I believe there are, male and female. And people seem to, and I even get confused sometimes between the difference between gender and sex. So you are saying that your child, Oisin, is, when it comes to sex, is a male, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
Oisin is a male. Oisin has male.
And so when it comes to any medical issues, any technical issues in society, they will be male.
Okay, but gender, going gender-wise, that will be decided by Oisin, they said themselves? Is that the correct?
Yes. And the whole point is for us, the gender doesn't really matter, because both genders take from each other so often that it makes these gender stereotypes and gender roles null and void. But, like for us, my partner does all the cooking, for I do most of the cleaning.
Oh, no,
but he does most of the cooking, which is traditionally a female role. So it doesn't really matter. So it's not it's not more of we're railing against the gender roles.
No, I agree with
it's
you.
It's just that it doesn't matter.
I mean, if I look at my household and the way things are operated in my household, and I look at the house I grew up in, which was a more traditional household where my father never did the cooking and my mother did the cleaning, I would often be in my house doing like, no, you are right. Those days are gone where hoovering is a woman's job and housekeeping is just a woman's job. But the thing is, your child is, and I said this at the start, is going to be open to bullying. And I don't know, like, when your child goes to...
This same argument, by the way, Jeremy, is used where it comes to a gay couple raising a child. Your child is going to be subject to bullying because they have two daddies or two mammies, So the bullying thing... Kids get bullied, full stop, regardless, whether there's nothing different about you at all.
By the way, I've been on this show explaining my bullying. Nothing of my bullying, both from male and female, were because I was a girl or a boy. Mainly due to my economic circumstances and stuff like that. So children are, Adrian's right, children are going to find ways
something,
of bullying.
Something to pick on you, okay? So using the bullying
thing. The difference here is, first of all, how unremarkable this decision actually is when you think about it. It's just that we're not really talking about it. We're explaining it in proper terms, in terms of sex. And we're going to have those conversations with him and explain about sexual organs as in an age appropriate way. But in terms of the gender, again, it's removing the barriers, saying you don't have to be one or the other. You can take from both sides and you can decide which one suits you as a person.
Okay, but
that's ridiculous.
Okay, this is where people get confused, okay?
Yes.
So your child is male and... in most people's understanding, your child is a boy and should be raised as a boy, should do boy things, should not do girl things. And I get how what you're trying to do is say, it doesn't really matter whether you're a boy and you want to play with Action Man or you're a girl and you want to play with Barbie. You do you is really what you're trying to do. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
But you can do what
And here's the thing, I know what Jeremy's going to say, but you can do that anyway.
Yeah, you can.
Of course you can. Then why the hell is the label so important? For us, it's not. So we just don't use it. The label is not the important thing. If I'm talking to Oisin or if I'm talking about Oisin, I use Oisin. I use their name.
Yeah, but you say they. You say they.
Yeah, she just said their name.
Yeah, their name. You say they.
And well, I use, for me, I use he, they. So I use he on occasions because, again, all I have to go on at the moment is his sex. So well, I do use he.
But when do you think, I mean...
And so I don't get...
The big thing on Oisín's mind at the moment, like most three-year-olds, is can I watch Peppa Pig and when am I going to get a bar of chocolates? That's the thing that's on... Oisín, the last thing on Oisín's mind at the moment is what gender they are.
Exactly. So what's the problem?
You could argue, what is the problem? What is the problem?
I'm not setting my three-year-old down to explain this is sex and this is gender and you must choose and you must not choose. I'm not doing that. I'm just, as a parent, I'm conscious that there are certain expectations of traditional boys' toys, traditional girl toys, traditional boy clothes, traditional girl clothes, and we just don't do it. We just... 9 times out of 10, Oisín is in jeans and a t-shirt, and that could be for any gender. So what the hell does it matter if we use the terms boy or girl? Why does it matter? If we're so equal in today's society, why are people so obsessed?
Okay, well, let me turn that on its head and ask, what is the problem in calling a child a boy or a girl?
For me, there's no problem. I'm not going to attack anyone for using the terms. I just don't want to. I just don't see the point. I don't want to limit any creativity that my child is capable of.
But let me ask you a question then. Your child, I presume in the house you have toys for both genders. So you have a kitchen.
Yes.
You probably have Lego. You have teddy bears. You have dolls. Does Oisín play with dolls? Barbie dolls, dolls?
Yes.
Does. Now, is that because did Oisín levitate towards them or did you push him to play?
So we have Oisín in a nursery.
Yep.
And they allow them creative play. And that's something that he liked playing. He liked putting the doll in the pram and walk around with the doll in the pram. He also likes teddy bears. He also likes instruments.
Okay, so he did gravitate towards the doll, which is the point that Jeremy was asking. Okay, so when it comes to being in play school and ultimately in big school, and you live in Scotland, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
And in Scotland, only yesterday, it was announced that, for example, where it comes to football, people born male can only play male soccer and vice versa. And that's because of that Supreme Court ruling recently.
Yes.
So it was announced for both Scotland and for England that people born male are the only ones that can play male soccer and people born female are the only ones who can play female soccer. That's now a ruling by the FA and the SFA in Scotland.
Yeah.
So my question to you is, with your child, how is that ruling in Scotland, in the UK Supreme Court, going to affect your child in making that decision? And what I mean by that decision as to what he is has been decided by the courts in the UK.
In terms of sport, yes. In terms of medical, and to be honest with you, I would never have suggested that they go in and say, I'm gender neutral in a medical facility, especially if they're getting treated for issues pertaining to their sex. As you know, there are big differences between a heart attack in a male and a heart attack in a female. So I would never suggest something like that. Same with sport. I don't care enough about sport to actually comment on it, but it's the law. We will follow the law as best as we can. And who knows what's going to happen in the next 10, 15, 20 years.
Okay.
But for now,
I
want my child to be a child rather than a gender.
Okay. Do you anticipate a time... And I'm suggesting that time could be when your child is in big school, for your child to come home and say to you, Mammy, actually, I'm a boy. I want to be called a boy. I want to identify as a boy or not. Do you see that happening?
Yeah.
Do you see that
of
conversation?
Of course it'll happen.
Okay. And the reason I'm asking that is, why even make that an issue? That this is,
we don't. That's the point.
No, but ultimately, this is going to be an issue.
Here's the thing, Adrian. Here's the thing, right? So when you make it the issue, what happens is when they come in and say, Mommy, Daddy, I'm the opposite gender, that's when it becomes the issue. When you have an open conversation with your child and say, you be who you are, not what society wants you to be, you be who you are, and I will love you regardless, and I will be there to support you and help you in any way I can. That's a different conversation, because then they say, I've made a decision who I am. Will you support me?
Okay.
They don't have to ask.
Okay, let me ask you another question. A message just came in on our Facebook page, and it said, and I'll quote exactly what it says, I cannot listen to this dope anymore. I'm out.
How about a snowflake? What a snowflake.
No, but the point being, that individual, there's no point in even naming the person, but that individual believes you are such a crackpot that he can't bear to listen to you anymore.
Hang on, sorry, Vanessa, let me just defend you for this. This same person cracks on about free speech and we need free speech and all that. Vanessa is exercising her free speech here. That's what she's doing.
And actually the freest of speech.
The freest of speech. And all it's always the ones that shout about we need free speech and you can't say anything nowadays, but, oh, I can only listen to opinions that I agree with. If you can't understand what's going on here, that's your lack of intelligence.
Can I just say, though? Vanessa, hang on for 1 second. You're saying if you can't understand. You yourself, at the very start of this conversation, said you can't understand this.
Yeah, but I'm not hanging on my headphones and walking out because I want to be educated. But these people, and by the way, these people all gone, I'm gone. They're still bloody listening. So
I'm going to be honest, right? There's a big issue here because a lot of people cannot conceive of a world that they weren't raised in, that they haven't lived in. So this idea to them is radical. But all it's doing is it's not putting an emphasis on gender. We're not having the discussion with Oisin every day. You're a boy. We're just not doing that.
Okay. Does Oisin know that Oisin is a boy?
No, he's two. He doesn't care. Do you know what he cares about? He cares about ham. He cares about instruments, particularly the violin. And he cares about juice. That's all. That's all Oisin cares about right now.
Okay, I'm out.
He's running around the living room. He's running around the living room, happy-go-larry, screaming and laughing. You know, he's a happy child.
Stay with me, Vanessa. And again, as I said at the start, I really appreciate you talking to us about this because you know this is an issue that triggers people. It's an issue that doesn't get talked about. We have some very high profile politicians, for example, here in Ireland, raising their child gender neutral.
Paul Murphy.
I've never heard him speak about it.
No, and by the way, Paul Murphy...
Well, it doesn't need speaking about.
No, he can do what
That's
he wants.
The problem.
And by the way, let me ask you a question nobody has asked you so far, okay? Is Oisin happy?
Yes.
Happy child.
Exceedingly so.
He's a happy child.
Yes.
So there you go.
What do you say to this statement then, Vanessa? That this is Vanessa pushing her ideology and beliefs on a three-year-old.
I'll answer that for you, Vanessa.
Because it's true.
That is the exact same. That is a weak argument because every parent pushes their ideology. Look at the churches every weekend, parents getting their kids christened, indoctrinating them into a horrible, horrible organisation, which is the Catholic Church.
You've done the same thing.
Yeah, I have.
I don't deny the fact that I'm pushing an ideology on him. And my ideology is be a human before you're male or female or a boy or a girl.
Okay, stay there, Vanessa. So I want to bring in some calls on this. If you want to pass your comments, you can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to 085-825-2626. Ross, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ross?
What's the story, boys? Sorry.
Good, thanks, Ross. What did you want to say on this?
Cuckoo! Absolutely cuckoo. This is all about her. It's not about our child at all. I'm not going to push this on my child, but yet, I don't want to draw attention to it, but you're putting it out there on the radio. You brought this onto the show today to make a point of this.
We invited her onto the show.
But did she message you first?
No, no. It came up in conversation on yesterday's episode. And we asked Vanessa if she would be happy to talk about this in a public way, and she kindly agreed. Okay, so.
Right, well, my apologies to Vanessa there for that one because I thought that she messaged in. I didn't hear yesterday's show.
No.
But I still don't change my point of view.
We asked her on.
In fairness, she never brings it up, actually. And how it came up was I asked her, what did the midwife say when Oisin was born? Did they say it's a baby boy or baby girl? And that's how it came up. Well, by the way, what did the midwife
baby
say
boy.
When Oisin was born?
The baby's alive was the first thing that they said because we were rushed into an emergency C-section. And the first question I asked is my child alive? And they said, the baby is alive.
But that's the most important thing.
That's all I cared about because I'd already gone to the 3D scan, so we already knew it was male.
Okay. Now, let me ask you then, Ross, what's your issue here? What is the problem with Vanessa and her partner? And by the way, we'll be speaking to her partner in a while. Deciding not to assign a gender to their child.
He's 2 years of age, right?
Yes.
No matter what, if you tell the child he's a boy because he is a boy, you can stand there all day and tell him he's a boy. He's still going to be happy. He's a child. If he's loved, he's still going to be happy. Why do you need to? Like, I just don't get this. I'm not going to put a gender on my child. He's a boy. In future, right? Can he go into the male bathrooms if he chooses to be a girl? No. Like, you don't understand what you're setting your child up for here in the future. There's horrible people out there that will just abuse people like this. I really, really think that you need to rethink this.
That abuse comes more from adults than it does from children. When it comes to the toilets, first of all, I don't have a gender toilet in my home. Second of all, we will be following
Nobody
the
has
law.
A gender
we will
toilet
teach.
In the home.
Hang on. Exactly.
Nobody
we
has
will
a gender
teach
toilet.
The child. We will teach the child about society and what is expected in terms of the law. And beyond that, what you just said there is, if you tell him he's a boy every day, as long as he's happy. If I don't tell him he's a boy every day, is that going to make him any more or less happy? No. So why should I have to do it?
He doesn't understand boy, girl, whatever. You do.
Exactly.
You're the one making an issue of this for him.
I'm not making the issue.
How are you not?
People like yourself getting outraged because I'm not making it an issue.
Let me say this. Let me say this before it goes in my head. Your issue you had when you're going to the doctors. Does your child go into he's going in with male issues or female issues? He's going in with male issues. He's a boy.
But that's my point. I was never going to...
You said something about law. You said something else there about law as well. I wasn't really listening to you because I was zoning out at that stage. You said something else about... what was it? Lads, can you just refresh my mind there? They were talking about...
I'll teach him about law. Following the law. Yes, of course I will.
No, sorry, can't have your mind. But look, I don't understand what is wrong with your brain. I really don't.
But how is it affecting your life? She said that Oisín is very happy. Is that
she could turn around and tell her child that he's a fucking lamppost if she wanted to.
But she's not. The child hasn't been abused. The child has been brought up in a loving, loving home, which is more than a lot of children are brought up. And in fact, a lot of our adult listeners listening at the moment I know from talking to a lot of our listeners who I can see commenting all angry that you all grew up in unhappy households, either with alcoholic parents or drug taking parents or abusive parents and stuff like that. Here you have a child that has been brought up in a loving home. Now, granted, it's a bit confusing, but it's a loving home.
A bit confusing. Why?
It is confusing. Let's call a spade a spade. It's a confusing situation.
I'm sure Vanessa.
It's confusing from the outside looking in, but there's no confusion here. You're teaching a child from a young age, at age appropriate stages, where most people leave that up to the TV or leave it up to a teacher to explain. We're going to be having those conversations ourselves with our child.
Like, it's non-gender and non-binary stuff. It's just mental health fucking crap. That's all it is. If you want to be a boy and be gay or be a girl and be gay, absolutely go ahead and do it. But this you have no gender. There's two genders, male and female. Like X and Y chromosomes. That's it. God made us the way we are.
You're confusing sex with gender. They're two separate things.
Yeah.
There's fucking sex and gender.
No. It's not the same thing.
No, it's not.
The same thing.
As a sociologist, as someone who has studied sociology for 6 years, I can tell you it's not the same thing.
But why is it not?
So don't think that I'm an idiot. I want to
ask you a question. What do you think is so wrong about Vanessa and her partner, and we will be speaking to him in a couple of minutes, about the two of them deciding not to assign a gender to their child and using them, they pronouns? What is the problem here? What's wrong?
In the long run, the child is going to get more confused, and then he's growing up when his brain is developing, and he's sitting there thinking, confusion. Am I a boy? Am I a girl? Well, my mommy and daddy said I'm neither. I can be what I want to be. Like, it's just what it is.
But the chances are, and I'm sure Vanessa knows this, Ross, the chances are that when the child... starts going to primary school and talking to other people and all that, he'll just go, oh, to hell with this. I'm a boy and I'm not listening to my mother and father's nonsense. And I'm sure.
And we'll accept it.
Sorry, Vanessa, say that again. And you'll accept it.
Of course we will.
Yeah, I mean, look, I really hope he does. But I really think there's a lot of evil, mean people out there. And like we said, and it's down to a lot of the parents not teaching their kids how to be nice to people. But at the end of the day, he's a boy. If he starts going in there and says, if someone says, are you a boy or a girl? Oh, or neither. He's going to be bullied.
As we said earlier on, though, Ross, kids will find any reason to bully other kids, okay? So,
I agree with that. But don't give them something else to do. Like, you're literally saying here.
Okay, Vanessa, what about that point? You're setting your child up for a fall. You're setting your child up to be picked on, to be bullied.
If that was the case, okay, if we were just sending Oisín out into the world and saying, now you have to fend for yourself with no gender, that would be true. But if we're explaining every step of the way and trying to explain people's confusion on it, then they're more equipped to explain who they are. And my comeback to that is, if we're all so equal, why the hell does it matter? Why does it matter?
Okay, do me a favour, stay on the line there for 1 second, Vanessa. Our number is 085-825-2626. This is Martin.
What? That's for her. That's for her own gratification. That's got nothing to do with her child. What a load of bollocks. And by the way, her husband deserves a fucking slap for fucking going along with that. Like, and there's Jeremy comparing that and religion. It's completely fucking different. Like, you look at most people that have mental health disorders, it comes from childhood trauma. And that's what that is. That's childhood trauma. Telling them that you're not a man, not a boy or a girl. What a load of bollocks. They're not even old enough to understand. She's a fucking tramp.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, Vanessa, I want to apologise for that message a second ago.
Sorry.
Martin, there was no need for that abuse at the end of that message. There really wasn't. Now, I can hear Oisín as happy as Larry there.
He's thrown around a tennis ball.
Well, hang on. Adrian said as happy as Larry, which isn't a gender-neutral name. As happy as Alex.
Now you're being sarcastic.
No,
you're being
flippant. I'm just saying.
It's an expression.
Oisín is running around throwing a tennis ball at the wall, and he thinks it's the funniest thing ever.
What do you make of... I found that quite disturbing, Martin's message. The anger in it, the vitriol in it. He was so angry. I mean, there you have in the background, you have a child there who is doing what children do. Happy
as
Alex. As happy as Alex.
Happy as anything.
As happy a child. Yeah, Martin is screaming, calling you a tramp because of this simple... I mean, and if you came on, and I know I keep saying this and it's annoying people, if you came on and said that you were getting your child christened tomorrow, Martin wouldn't be as angry as he is now. If you told him you're indoctrinating him into the evil Catholic Church, he wouldn't be that angry. He'd be like, have a nice day. So why do people get so angry about how others live their lives as long as the child isn't being hurt? I don't get it.
I don't understand it either. I don't see why it's a big deal. I don't even know why I'm talking about it today, but it's just, it's so confusing for people who put such an emphasis on gender roles while also saying that we're free to be whoever we want. So why the hell does it matter that
okay,
much
well,
to people?
I want to read a message out, and I want to call out this particular individual. A lady called Celine has been messaging on our Facebook page. And basically what Celine is saying, and I want to get your reaction to this, Vanessa. Basically what Celine is saying on our Facebook page is, this whole show is a setup. In other words... what I read that to mean is nobody in their right mind thinks the way Vanessa does. I think,
oh, that Vanessa's an actress.
Yeah.
Vanessa, have you started...
Oh, I've been accused of that before.
Have you started... Okay, well, let's ask the question. Have you ever starred in any TV or movie shows?
No, but I have been in music videos.
Well, it's a setup.
For friends of mine. But
it's
that was
a,
it.
It's
that
a
was
bloody
it.
Setup.
No. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is...
Oh, Celine's for the birds.
Well, obviously. Yeah, for the birds. Celine, for some reason, I don't know where you're coming from with your... You think this is all set up. This is a lady who was raising her child Oisin gender neutral. And
the noise of that child in the background, is that a sound effect or is it actually your child in the background?
That's definitely Oisin.
No, it could be AI, Adrian.
You couldn't AI those squeals.
But that's what you're dealing with. You're dealing with people like Celine who lack the intelligence, who literally lack the intelligence to be able to understand. And you're right in this way, because Celine is not part of this world, Celine cannot understand. And because Celine can't understand what's going on, it can't be real. No, but that's what it is.
We've lost empathy in our society because we're so divided and we're taught to be so divided. And everyone tells us we're so separate and divided, so that we get into our minds that anything different to what I'm used to is wrong or bad.
Okay, so when you hear, and I'm sure you've probably seen the comments on our Facebook page.
I have.
A lot of people, well, Celine there again. But this isn't free speech. This is psychotic.
You're psychotic, Celine. You're psychotic. Sit down and have a cup of tea.
I think anti-migrant sentiment is psychotic because you don't have any facts. But, you know, I still respect the right for people to believe what they want to believe. I'll challenge that view, and that's fine. But I challenge them with logic and argument instead of, you know, but personal insults.
I have to say, you're very reserved. Me looking at someone, I advise you not to engage with the trolls.
The reason why I don't is because I know my child. And here's the thing as well. Happy is healthy and is a delight to be around.
And here's the thing as well. People like that, people like Angry Martin there a minute ago, and people like Celine, you're never going to convince them otherwise. So time is precious. Yeah, time is precious. Precious is time. But don't take time out of your day trying to explain your...
But here's the thing.
Okay, but Vanessa...
Their opinion doesn't threaten my view. Okay, their opinion doesn't threaten my view, so I'm not afraid of it.
Okay, my question, though, is have you any understanding or comprehension, not necessarily for the Celines of this world who have literally zoned out and claim not to be listening, but people who just find this... whack job stuff.
Yeah, of course. But the same people, again, will talk about how migrants are trying to rape women when they're not, like, and tar everyone with the same brush. So, again, I can understand if you've never lived in a society where there's not emphasis on a gender, I can understand why this seems absolutely insane. But we live in a society where in day-to-day life, we don't put emphasis on gender. So speaking up and saying, I'm just not going to do it, shouldn't actually be seen as that radical because we don't really do it anymore anyway.
Okay, somebody just said, and I heard this as well, that you referred to the child as he. You have to be making it up. No, to Danielle who said that, Vanessa said literally 15 minutes ago that the pronouns she uses for Oisin are he and they, and that she often calls the child he and she often calls the child they, in the exact same way that sometimes people call their wives by their ex-wives' names or girlfriends by their ex-girlfriends' names. It's a very easy thing to do. Again, looking into it too much because she slipped up and she said he.
Louise, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Louise?
Hi, lads. How are you?
Good, thanks, Louise. What did you want to say on this?
First of all, hi, Vanessa. I'm really sorry about all the abuse you're getting on the show. It's insane.
I'm used to it.
What I'm hearing on the show is a girl who adores her child, who puts her child's health and happiness above everything else, who doesn't care what other people have to say, and it sounds like you're doing a great job.
Thank you. Because I do try.
I think people are getting really distracted at what she's actually doing. She's not, from what I can gather, going to her two-year-old and saying, hey, you can be whatever you want to be, boy, girl, like really emphasizing all that stuff. She's just leaving it off, letting him be a child.
Yeah.
That's not doing them any harm. I know him, them.
And let me ask you, Vanessa, when do you imagine this is going to become an issue? Imagine that Oisin is going to say, what's going on here, ma'am? Why are you referring to me as they? When do you see this coming to a head, essentially?
Probably about 6 or 7, maybe. But even with that, all along, we've taken the decision to be open and honest about what the gender roles are at age appropriate times and what sex is and what society expects and what we're doing. But whenever it happens, we will have a frank and honest conversation, and then we will put it to our child, well, what do you think? Because I think a lot of parents, and we do this all the time, we enforce rules and we enforce our ideas on our children to keep them safe. And for me as a parent, keeping my child safe and happy and healthy is the number one priority of my entire existence. And so at every point in time, when we do have these conversations, when they come to us and ask us about this, our first thing will be, well, what do you think? So we'll be having those conversations, but I don't have a crystal ball to say when this will come to a head and how it'll play out. It's their life. It's real.
Realistically, in 50 years' time, this is going to be a non-issue.
Yeah. In 20 years' time, it won't be an issue.
Do you really believe that, Louise? That this will?
I really do.
Even though when we look at countries like the United States, we see countries like the UK making law around the fact
who's making those laws?
Well, in the UK, it was the Supreme Court. In the United States, it was Donald Trump.
People don't have an open mind. People who aren't willing to learn. People
Hold on. We created laws in this country 30 years ago to ban abortion, and then 30 years later, we repealed it. So laws change depending on the society.
Gender is a spectrum, and people are finally understanding that. People are getting it. It's going to be a non-issue.
Okay, you say, Louise, people are getting it. Are they, though? Are they really getting it?
I think people who are open-minded are starting to come around to the idea. People who are completely closed-minded, you're never going to change their opinions.
Maybe it's just their audience are not open-minded, because I would say, looking at the posts on social media now, and again, this is not a reflection of society, because 90% of the people who are saying negative stuff about Vanessa aren't coming on the show because they can't. The limit of their argument is she's a fucking nutter, and they can't get a better argument than that, so they're not going to come on. But I think, Louise,
when we get a comment like this comment just came in a second ago, and it said about you, Louise, now not about Vanessa. Louise is definitely a part of the Paul Murphy Brigade.
Now, why has Louise been dragged into? All she said was, I'm happy for your child. That's all she said.
What do you say to that? And the point being,
these people commenting are the same people that are out roaring about immigrants. They'll probably try and organise a protest for anti-gender fluidity very soon. Which is just insane. Like, there are parents out there who have their kids who shouldn't have kids. Parents who are in severe alcoholism, drug addiction, in violent situations. That's the kids we need to be helping, not the kids who are clearly happy, healthy and thriving, like Vanessa.
And like I said, I'm only reading the comment as it came in to us. Your point is that you're empathetic and you can understand where she's coming from, and you aren't going to judge a parent like Vanessa the way other people are.
Absolutely not. I mean, personally, if I have kids, I probably wouldn't. I don't think I would raise my child the same way Vanessa is, but that's her choice. Her child is happy and healthy. I'm not going to impose my views on her, and she's not imposing hers on anybody else either.
Stay with me for a second, Louise, because I did say earlier on that we were going to be talking to Vanessa's partner.
And by the way, I know a lot of you are trying to get on about this. We've only two lines today at the moment, so we can't take more in as the lines come through. So if you're on the list, we're doing our best. Amanda literally has a list of about 50 different names, which she's picking randomly to come on and talk. So to do it fairly, she's picking names randomly. We've never had a response like this in her life. And you would swear, again, and I'm not downplaying this, but you would swear we had two parents on the line that said that they were giving their child vodka and coke every night. Like, they're literally not saying anything like that.
No.
But people are incensed. Incensed.
I'm going to be talking to Vanessa's partner, the child's father, Oisin's father, in just a moment. But first, let's hear from Robbie.
This is a bit of a tough one. I'm okay with teenagers, you know, maybe deciding that, you know, they don't feel that they're the correct gender that they were assigned at birth. But as I said on Facebook earlier on, I think raising the child from a very young age to be gender neutral would mean that if they don't know what gender they are from that age, how could they possibly know if they're the right gender, you know, when they can actually make that choice?
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Mark, you are Vanessa's partner, is that correct?
I'm guilty as charged.
Guilty as charged. How are you, Mark? We actually met last year here in the hotel, in the White Sands Hotel.
It's all a setup.
It's not a setup. We just happened to have met Mark and Vanessa.
Mark,
and baby Oisin.
And sorry, can I ask him one question before you even get into this?
Come on.
I've always wanted to ask you this question, Mark. Did you just go along with it to keep Vanessa happy? Because I go along with a lot of shit to keep my wife happy that I don't necessarily agree with.
Christ, no.
You believe this as well?
If you just go along keeping your missus happy, mate, you're never going to be happy yourself. People are never happy, as we're finding out now on this phone call. Mm. Folks, whatever you do, folks ain't going to be happy.
Okay, so let me ask you firstly, your reaction to not just this conversation, not just our Facebook post today, but in general, people's reaction when parents decide to raise their child in a non-gendered way, to refer to their child as he, they, and not assign a gender to their child, letting their child make that decision for themselves.
To be honest, I'm not surprised, disappointed more. But certainly not surprised. A lot of folks are looking for outrage, especially the stuff that they feel is a gut instinct. Oh no, that's not right. Have a think about it for a minute, man. Have a think about it. What's better, enforcing a sexuality on or a gender on a child, and then 15, 20 years down the line, they turn around and they realise, you know what, no, this isn't me. It does happen. It does happen. It happens within medical science. Are they going to be happier than the child is brought up with? You know what? You'll figure it out.
Okay, and we know that there are people in this life who, at a certain point in their life, realize that the body that they were born into is not the body that they wish to live in. In other words, they realize that actually I am a woman. I may have been born with male genitalia, but I am actually a woman. So what you're saying to me is that on the off chance that that may happen to Oisin somewhere down the line, you're actually making it easier for Oisin.
Yeah, if as you say, on the off chance, I mean, statistically, they'll grow up and they'll turn around and you know what, yeah, I'm male, I'm a boy. Okay, happy days. But if, in the as you say, the off chance he doesn't, or they didn't, well, hey, you know what? Doesn't matter to me. I also love him the same.
And one of the questions that I asked Vanessa a while ago was, at what point do you believe that this is going to be an issue? That your child is going to say, Dad, Mam, what is the story here? I'm a boy. All the kids in my class and school tell me I'm a boy. Why do you refer to me as they?
Well, to be honest, if we do it right, it's not going to be an issue if it's done right. With the whole, why do you always refer to me as they? Okay, that's they is, hate to get grammatical, but they is both singular and plural third person. Oh, I was speaking to John the other day. Oh, what did they say?
Yep.
We
can do that.
I actually saw a video, lads, on TikTok there yesterday, and it was this mad American Trump woman, big fat American Trump woman with the American flag across her, and she was protesting about gender ideology and about pronouns and all that. And she had written on her placard, I have no pronouns. I'm like, I is a fucking pronoun, you dope.
Exactly. Yeah.
But she was holding the cardboard up, screaming, I have no pronouns. Everybody has a pronoun. You can't not have a pronoun. I is a pronoun.
Okay, so Mark, my question again is, how do you respond, or how do you deal with, or how do you cope with the sort of vitriol that we hear on this issue? And as I said, this is the very first time that I have ever heard this ever being debated with parents of a child being raised gender neutral. I've never heard it being debated anywhere else.
Well, radio stations are afraid to debate it because they're afraid of getting in trouble and stuff like
I've
that.
Never heard this discussed anywhere. But what is your reaction, Mark, to the way people react to this? Is it ignorance? Is it stupidity? Is it a lack of education? What is it?
I don't know, because all those terms, they're kind of loaded. If you say ignorance, if it's stupidity, they're loaded terms. I think a lack of A lack of understanding, yes. Potentially a lack of empathy. Possibly a fear of not completely knowing what it's all about. From half the reaction, you'd think that they were fucking tofu-smoking, bead-evergreen wearing paisley pattern warriors, you know? I mean, not furthest of the truth, man. You know, we're not some kind of 60s throwback love child flower power nonsense. We're living in the 21st century.
And that's what you see yourselves as progressive parents that are doing right by your child, basically.
Trying to do right by the child as much as we can, trying to give them the best choice, the best chance they have in life, the same as every other parent out there. Everyone's got their own opinion, their own view, but hey, we're not entitled to it.
Okay, stay there for a second. Sorry, Jeremy, I've gone.
Before you go to the next caller, and lots of you will be able to guess who it is, sent Amanda a message 2 minutes ago about this topic. And the quote was, "My fucking, well, I don't know if there was a fucking in it, my fucking blood pressure is through the roof over this topic."
And that was you, Vanessa. Sorry, Jess. How are you, Jess?
How are you?
How's the blood pressure?
Let's not talk about it.
21 over 115.
I'm 5 minutes away from Bowmouth, so it's fine.
Jesus Christ. What's your issue here, why the blood pressure, Jess? Yeah. Why the blood pressure?
I just think it's the wrong way to raise your child. That's just my two cents. I think you're pushing an ideology that is dangerous.
Dangerous? Dangerous? In what way is what they're doing dangerous?
Because like many people said before me, you are setting that child up for confusion, bullying, and a hell of a fall. Like you know my standing on this. You know my standing on all this genderless propaganda crap. I've no time for it.
Mark, you're breathing heavily there out of, I would call it a sigh more than anything else.
Yeah, it was a sigh. First off, I don't understand how our blood pressure is going so high. It affects her in any way, shape or form whatsoever. Calm down, dear, as Michael Winner once said. Come on now, please. I mean, yeah, okay, you feel that we're setting the child up for a fall. I feel I'm not.
So we'll agree to disagree.
It's just going to cause him more confusion. And Vanessa was on saying that she'll ask him when he's about six. Six-year-olds know nothing.
It's going to cause confusion. Running around saying that
it will cause confusion.
You choose yourself. That's confusion, is it? Being given a choice. So being given a choice is confusing.
This isn't a choice. You have put this on him. It's not a choice. The choice would have been just leaving it and saying he and him. The minute you decided to put the day into it, that choice was taken away from him.
But no, he will ultimately, and I'm sure, Mark, you would agree with me on this, ultimately, Oisín will decide for themselves what they wish to be known as or addressed as, pronouns that they wish to use.
Absolutely.
And that won't be an issue if in a couple of years' time, Oisín says, "Ma'am, Dad, I want you to call me he from now on. I want to be recognised as a boy." That's the end of the conversation then, is it?
If that's what Oisín decides, then yeah, absolutely.
There you go. So, Jess, you can't say that this is parents ramming an ideology down the child's throat.
No.
The child ultimately...
The two of them made the decision. The child wasn't involved in the decision. He didn't get to say because he's only a baby. The parents chose for him. And I'm telling you, this is where society's going to go down the fucking drain.
There's nothing wrong with having gender norms.
It's the exact same as
children. No child decides they want to get baptised. That's a parent that decides that.
You can't compare the two. You can.
You can.
Hang on. All of you are screaming at me. Give me a minute.
No one's screaming.
You can easily stop believing in God. This kind of crap.
I know what she can turn around.
Did you not just hear what Mark said? That ultimately, in time, his child can tell Mammy and Daddy, "I am a boy. I wish to be referred to with the pronouns." Similarly to a child can tell Mammy and Daddy, "That Catholic Church thing is a load of rubbish. I want nothing to do with it."
It's not the same.
It is the same.
It is not the same. same.
You're pushing your ideology onto your child. It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing.
Yeah, well, you can easily stop believing in God if you start telling your child you're this, but that, you're a he, she, you're a they, them, they are going to be done.
Vanessa said 20 minutes ago that if Oisin turns around next year or the year after and goes, by the way, lads, this whole gender neutral thing is not for me, that they will accept that and they will move on and it'll be Oisin the boy from now on. So there you go.
Why even make it a thing?
Why do people...
Why even start it?
Again, Jess, as was just stated, why enroll your child and pour water over their head when they're born to enroll them into a church? Why? Why do that? Why?
It's not
why?
The same thing.
It is the same thing.
It's the exact same thing.
Well, if you ask me, when it comes to the whole religion thing, it's because parents want the big party. That's why I think they do it.
No, you're
but
probably
it's not
right.
the same thing as this crap.
It is. You're literally making them be part of an evil organisation. You're making them be part of an evil organisation without their say. Literally without their say.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this. I want to bring in some more of your opinions, and I can tell you there are lots of opinions coming in on this. For example, Andrea.
Seriously, what is wrong with Vanessa? I mean, would she take her child out in a dress if she was going shopping? No. And I'm not talking about because he wanted to wear it. I'm talking about because she's raising them as gender neutral. Would she take them out in a dress?
Tracy, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Tracy?
Hey, Jeremy. I'm just coming in with just common sense. Just common sense.
Okay, let's hear your common sense.
Just common sense. So on the birth cert, what does it state for gender on the birth cert?
I assume it states male. Would that be right, Mark, on your... On your child's birth cert, it says male. Is that right?
It says male on the birth certificate. That would be correct, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. The second thing, when you're going to be potty training your child, whether you have or you haven't now, potty training for a boy and a girl is completely different. So when it comes to potty training, your child then knows there's a difference between mammy's part and daddy's part. So if your child is then being potty trained and they say, I have the same as what daddy has, do you then go, yeah, because that's you're a boy and daddy's a male?
Not necessarily, no. I've got the same parts as daddy. Oh, yes, so you do.
And
sorry, I didn't understand you, sorry.
He basically said, you have the same parts as daddy. Yeah, well done, move on.
Yeah, so at that stage, and then you will know, well, I don't have the same parts as mammy. And then will you say, because mammy's a girl, that you and daddy is a man?
If they go down that route, then yes, we have sexual organs, but I don't see that really being a conversation at age 3, to be honest.
But when they're potty training all children, every single child will see the different parts that they have from daddy and the different parts that mammy has. Mm-hmm. And even if you don't want to discuss with him of what gender he is at the moment, but when potty training, and if he comes to the potty training and he says, look, I have the same part that daddy has, and then do you reaffirm, go, that's because you're a boy? Or do you just say nothing?
You get the same parts. I don't think they really have the...
Yes, you're not going to be talking to a 3-year-old about the fact that a penis is used to impregnate a female and produce a child.
It's just superficial.
It's just, yeah, exactly. It's just different parts of a body. Tracy, what is your issue with Vanessa and Mark raising their child gender neutral?
Gender neutral, like, in the home is okay. They're going to play school. You have to think of other kids. That's the confusion. So if it was to continue longer then and they go then into four schools, the confusion is there with them. What the other people said, and I understand what she said herself, people bully for all reasons, and that's 100% true. And I agree with the other caller that said that's just given an extra reason to be bullied. So the other question is that when you dress the boy, do you dress him as a boy now as he is, or do you dress him as a girl as well?
Do you mean do you put him in a dress or in a skirt?
That's really what she's asking, yes.
Is that what the question is? Because we dress him in jeans. Now, you tell me, are jeans male or female? We dress him in tracksuit. Yeah, bottoms.
Oh my God, a boy tracksuit, you know, or a girl tracksuit?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, oh, it could be pink, but then again, if we were in Victorian times, then pink would be for a boy and blue would be for a girl.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Wow. Tracy, you obviously can't get your head around this either, is that right?
Well, just for instance, right, in the shopping centres in Dublin, so if they dress him as a girl, like, if he's saying, oh, I don't want to put dresses on him, why are you not putting dresses on if you're gender neutral? Why is he not wearing a dress? But secondly of all, in the shopping centres in Dublin, so I don't know how it is in Scotland, if a child goes missing, all security are informed and all security will be at every door on the lookout for the child that's missing. If you have to push your ass, is it a boy or a girl? And what are they wearing?
Okay, the fact of the matter is, Tracy, that there are lots and lots and lots of gender-neutral clothes. A child doesn't have to be wearing a dress or trousers. Those days are gone where you can tell a child by the clothes that they're wearing.
No, one of my daughters hates wearing dresses.
There you go.
She much prefer jeans.
End of. So. Anyway, Vanessa and Mark, I really appreciate both of you talking to us and being so open about your decision to raise your child the way you want to raise your child. I'm a little bit taken aback by some of the vitriol.
The anger.
The anger.
Can I also apologise, Amanda wanted me to say to this, there's about 25 of you
that we didn't get back to.
That we couldn't get back to. We just can't, we've no more time. Listen to the music. It's gone.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next one.